Welcome back, Weekend Breakfast. Alison Curtis with you today, FM, as promised. Clodagh McKenna has joined me. How are you, Clodagh?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Good, good. Now, before we get talking about all the things that you're doing, and you're quite a busy woman, you are going to be making your way to Cork on Fork Festival, and that is happening the 13th till the 17th of August, which is, Clodagh, I don't know how you feel about it. I feel like July is the fastest month of the year so far, so it's only a matter of weeks away that you're going to be there.
I know. God, I felt like it was just June yesterday, and we're now verging towards the end of July. This is my second year going to Cork, the Cork on a Fork, which is very exciting. It's the city is literally taken over by the most delicious food for like, what is it, 4 or 5 days for the whole week. And it's really exciting. I mean, Cork is already renowned for its food producers, restaurants, chefs, but bringing this all together quite intensely, you know, in the heart of the city, it's really, really spectacular. And you've got all of the producers there. So, you know, you get to meet the producers and, you know, buy delicious local produce. So there's like a wonderful atmosphere. There's wonderful educational kind of side to it, you know, with the cookery demos are on the 16th and 17th of August, which of course I'm going to be doing cookery demos there again this year. And then there are amazing, you know, organized dinners with wonderful themes then, you know, trickled throughout the whole week of the festival.
But Clodagh, it is true. And like, I've lived in Ireland for 25 years, but I always talk about, like, I talk about food a lot, actually. I talk about a lot on the show, but I always say that, like, I'm always impressed by the produce and the dishes that come out of Cork.
It really started in the 60s and 70s with all the wonderful cheesemakers, the likes of Durris and Gabine, the Fergusons, who really championed it. We have obviously wonderful dairy. So we had this, you know, wonderful raw material milk, and then the cheese making started. And then with the whey that was left over from the cheese making, a lot of people started, you know, keeping pigs. And so then sausages and salamis. And I think that when you start small communities like that, and then because they become so passionate about it and they started spearheading this wonderful food movement that I then started getting involved at 25 years ago. And then farmers market started, and obviously I was involved in organizing farmers markets and slow food, etc. That all of a sudden this food revolution happened, not only in Cork, throughout the whole of Ireland. You know, Galway also has an amazing food culture, as does Tipperary and Dublin and Wicklow. I mean, I could go on and on about how Ireland has become just like this mecca, incredible island, you know, of food. For me, it's always been slightly the capital of food, you know, especially, you know, we've also got Ballymaloe and all of, you know, the other great kind of food stories that are in the county of Cork as well.
Oh no, it's amazing. It's really, really good. And I know that when I have family visiting from Canada, like, again, I know we always talk about the dairy, but like, even, you know, this, like, chocolate, all that kind of stuff, they're like, meats, like, I'm a vegetarian myself, but like, a lot of my family aren't, and they're like, it just tastes so much better than anything. Like, Clodagh, tell me about In Minutes, the latest book. Went straight to number one. Like, did that blow you away?
It was such a surprise. I mean, we worked so hard on it, you know, me and my publishers. It took me 2 years to write it because it was all time driven and was an idea that I brought to my publishers, you know, saying, you know, I love this idea because that's how I think. When I come home from work during the week, I either have, you know, 10, 20 or 30 minutes, you know, to prepare dinner, depending on what my day is like, depending on what the week is like. And so there are the sections in the books. The whole book was driven around how can you, you know, look after yourself, look after your friends, look after your family, and not put too much stress on your life. And so that was the whole ethos of the book. And I was walking up to the book launch. You know, I'm not great at checking my phone, to be honest. I looked at my phone, I had like 10 calls from my publisher, and I was like, oh my God, something's after happening. You know, you always fear the worst, don't you? And I was like, is everything all right? And she's like, you're number one on the Amazon book charts in the UK. And it was quite an extraordinary feeling. I couldn't believe it. We were number one on the whole charts, and then also number one on the cookbooks, and yeah. I think number one in Ireland as well, which was really, really exciting.
But
you know,
Clodagh, like, it's
books, so probably about time.
No, but like, it is, like, it's a, you know, admittedly it's a crowded market, and you know, like, I am very lucky in what I do that I'm gifted so many different cookbooks and things like that, and there are a few that you know do break through and you go back to time and time again, and you've achieved that with this, definitely, for sure, as well. well. Clodagh, I know that you're so used to this now at this stage, but like the thought of just doing like cooking demonstrations or live cooking on TV, still, I'm just like, oh my God. And like even in Bloom that just passed in June, Donal Skean's oven burst on the site. And it's just like, do you still kind of on this morning go, oh my God, it's like, there's anything could happen. I've got to be prepared. Like, are your nerves good?
How I look at it is, I always remind myself how lucky I am and to be really grateful. Being in a platform where I'm teaching, 3 million people how to cook, every week. And so I'm going into you're in the living room. I visualize I'm in somebody's living room because their television is there. And, they might be at home for all different reasons. They might be at home or watching it on catch up, but they could be at home and not feeling very well, or, there are lots of different scenarios of people watching. So that's what I focus on. I focus on that my job is to be in a really good place and happy and not think about myself, and really focus on the viewer and making sure that I'm doing my job and teaching this person in a fun way how to cook a dish and bring a smile to their face. When I joined this morning on ITV, my boss said that to me as I was signing my contract. She was like, "The only thing I ask from you is that every day that when you step inside the studio, that you take a moment and you understand how lucky you are to be going into all these living rooms across the country." It was a really good thing to put in my head. I've been doing live TV for over 20 years now. I did the Today Show in America for a long time. I did live in Ireland. It was kind of like one of my, after I first done my first series with RTE, I went then used to do the live afternoon show. And so I've been doing live for so long that I know how to get myself into a calm place.
Clodagh, thank you so much. And everyone's looking forward to seeing you in Cork. I'm going to give out those details again and your stage times as well, the 13th till the 17th of August. And it's at corkonaforkfest.ie. Clodagh McKenna, thank you for joining me on Weekend Breakfast.
Thank you.
Weekend Breakfast with Alison Curtis, Saturday from 8 and Sunday from 9 on Today FM. Today FM.